Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As he seeks to appeal to New Hampshire voters, Scott Brown has turned to a fellow Massachusetts official, former Governor Mitt Romney. The former presidential candidate yesterday threw his support behind Brown's U.S. Senate campaign. Whatever impact the endorsement might have in New Hampshire, WBUR's Asma Khalid reports that Romney remains a crowd pleaser there.
The two guys from Massachusetts were welcomed like hometown heroes at a rally in the Granite State. There was a bit of nostalgia as Romney took the stage. After all, he was here, back at Bittersweet Farm, the same place he announced his 2012 run for president.
It is my pleasure to introduce Mitt Romney, the man who should have been the 44th president of the United States.
But even with former Governor John Sununu's wistful intro, Mitt Romney insisted that this time the focus was Scott Brown and 2014.
And so I'm proud to be here today to endorse someone who I know well. A terrific American, an independent voice, an independent thinker. Not someone who'll go to Washington and rubber stamp everything that comes down the pike. Instead, he will stand up for the people of New Hampshire and for what he believes. The next United States Senator from New Hampshire.
Romney warned Republicans that the incumbent, Democrat Jeanne Shaheen, is a Simon Says senator who's in lockstep with President Obama. Brown agreed and suggested that this election could be a referendum on the president, even though he's not on the ballot.
2 more years of Barack Obama does not mean 2 more years of rubber stamp. We don't have to have rubber stamp policies down there.
An airplane with the banner "Go Scott Go" flew overhead, and the hot, sweaty crowd broke into cheers.
There you go. All right.
As soon as Romney walked off the stage, fans bombarded him, shaking his hand, asking him to autograph their baseball caps, and even trying to take selfies with Romney's help.
There you go, now take it there. Now press that little button right there.
As Romney waded through the crowd on this sweltering afternoon, little droplets of sweat trickled down his face, and supporters kept shouting different versions of the same plea.
Governor, you really should consider running again. We don't have anybody else.
But Romney insists he has no ulterior motives for visiting New Hampshire.
This is all about helping Scott get elected. I'm hopeful that I could be a little help in his primary and in the general election.
Clearly, Mitt Romney still carries cachet in New Hampshire. He lost the state to Barack Obama in 2012, but he won the primary. And some folks, like John Gilday from Litchfield, New Hampshire, were even sporting T-shirts from the Romney era. His shirt was emblazoned with the slogan, "Government didn't build my business, I did." Gilday says he came out to see Mitt Romney. He says he's been on the fence this primary season.
I'm just going to wait and see what happened, but when Mitt jumped on board, that was it.
Gilday says Romney won him over, and now he's planning to vote for Scott Brown.
Basically, Mitt was running on jobs, okay? And right now, the United States is hurting on jobs big time, and Scott Brown has the same philosophy as Mitt does.
Polls show Brown trailing Jeanne Shaheen by 10 points, so a Romney bump could certainly help, says Republican strategist Rob Gray.
Romney's endorsement is a sign Brown is looking to New Hampshire voters to have some Obama remorse in their voting behavior. It's unclear if that's the case, but Mitt Romney personifies that anti-Obama sentiment.
Gray says it's not clear if a Romney endorsement would be convincing in a state that went to Obama in 2012. But he says when you're down by 10 points, it's as good a play as any. And hey, if Romney's endorsement persuaded John Gilday to vote for Scott Brown, it might convince a few others. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.